USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Veteran Affairs Secretary Robert Wilkie is testifying before a House Appropriations Subcommittee on his department's response to the coronavirus pandemic.
Today, we are only treating 1,500 veterans for the virus out of the over 9.2 million veterans who are in our system. We are stocked with supplies. On average, VHA has a minimum 2-week supply on hand of each type.
White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany says social media giants such as Twitter and Facebook have a consistent bias against President Trump and fellow conservatives.
I believe it is time to, quote, get the facts about Twitter and other social media platforms targeting their bias against President Trump and conservatives online.
President Trump is set to sign an executive order regarding social media later on Thursday. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The Justice Department says a federal investigation into the death of George Floyd in Minneapolis is a top priority. One protester said there needs to be justice.
I want to see the police, every police that do this kind of stuff, get charged with this thing.
Riots broke out Wednesday night and several buildings were burned and a recently renovated Target was looted and defaced. The latest number of first-time jobless claims is again in the millions. As USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports.
During normal times, the number of first-time jobless claims in a week would hover around 200,000. But the Labor Department reports another 2.1 million Americans filed first-time claims for unemployment benefits last week. That is down 323,000 from the previous week, but it pushes the total to more than 40 million since the virus outbreak began in the United States. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Facebook is allowing many of their employees to work from home permanently. Now, as many as 50% of Facebook employees could work remotely within the next 5 to 10 years. Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg says his employees are still able to interact even though they're working remotely.
Whether it's video conferencing or chat, or pretty transactional, right? If you want to host a meeting or send a note to someone, you can do that. But we don't have great tools yet that basically enable people to just hang out together and simulate hanging out around the water cooler or the whiteboard and just in brainstorming stuff. And I think that stuff will all need to get built. So those are things that we're focused on doing at Facebook, both for internal tools for our own company and that we'll offer to other companies through our workplace tools, which is that's our enterprise software app. Okay. That's growing very quickly. Now it's 5 million paying users. But that's something that I expect that there will be a lot of new companies that are developed around the space of remote creativity as well. But look, I think the reality is that a lot of people are going to be working remotely for some period of time. So we do have to figure this out one way or another. But it is a risk, as you say.
For more news, remember, you can always find us online at usaradio.com or check us out on Facebook as well at USA Radio News. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.